You're tuned to KJIW, we're 94.5 FM, your station for inspiration and information. I'm speaking with Helena West Helena Mayor Kevin Smith. Hello, how are you?
Hey, Belinda, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time to just give our citizens a little update on what's going on in our community. First of all, I'd like to start off with, there are rumors that the water may be shut off in Helena because of the power outage. Is that rumor true? And if not, please set the record straight.
Well, the rumor was true. It is not true now. The water just within minutes of us talking, has been restored to the areas that lost water earlier today. We still have a section in West Helena where we have a water main that's out because of the rupture of the line caused by a tree that fell over, and we've been trying to get rid of the tree and the electrical lines so that we can get to the water main. We finally got through to it today. We had to do a locate to get, which is a legal requirement. We should be able to get that repaired tomorrow. I hope the people on 10th Street, especially in that Anderson 10th Street area, will be able to get their water restored tomorrow. For everybody else, it should be back on now, and the water pressure will be increasing. And that's because we were able to get some backup generators. But it is true that we lost water earlier today for about a third of the city because the electricity was not going to the pumps that pump the water into the big tanks, our west tank, especially over there that it feeds to the hospital and the nursing home and that whole section of town. And so the water ran out of the tanks, and we didn't have the pumps working to get the water tanks refilled and get people's water pressure up. So we've been working all day to get the right generator over there, and we finally got those hooked up later this afternoon. Big shout out to Fred Garrison, our electrician in the water department, and especially Atlas Asphalt and Dave Shipman. They're the guys who are paving our streets. They have a pretty big one that they're lending us at no charge, and I can sleep a lot better tonight. But we just got that back online. We tested the water, so there won't be any bull order required for the water. The water tested great. So we don't have to worry about a boil order, thank goodness, and everybody should have water now.
Okay. Well, thank you for clearing all that up. Now, as you know, a weird storm came through on Sunday night with strong winds that wreaked havoc throughout the Mid-South. With the massive power outages in our area, some neighborhoods have been restored, other areas have not. Do you have any information on the strategy of how neighborhoods are being restored in terms of priorities, and are you aware of a timeline from any communications that you may have had with Entergy?
Yes, and that's an excellent question. First, where are they right now as I'm speaking? The Entergy had only one truck here yesterday. I've lost track of what day it is, but Monday, I guess it was. Sunday is when the storm hit. Mm-hmm. Monday morning, yesterday, we only had one truck. We had three crews and contractors come in today, and they've been working hard all day. The part part of Helena, West Helena, that without power now, with the most severe situation, is what I'd call the Helena part. From Fernhill Fire Station to the river is still mostly without power. Part of South Helena does have power because we had to get it restored to our water plant first. And some of the people on that grid got their power late yesterday, actually. Mm-hmm. And then some of Cherry Street received their power this afternoon. The order in which they're making these decisions are pretty simple. The hospital was without power. The nursing home was without power. The utilities that we require for our water, and what I just talked about is a good example of why that's important, because mm-hmm. we all rely on those utilities. So we had to make sure our utilities, our water and sewer, were up and running. What basically happens is the trees fell over. With all the rain we've been getting, and our soils get soaking wet, and then a strong wind comes through, it knocks over all these old, beautiful trees, and they fall on power lines and break power lines and power poles. And then you have trees on top of power lines, and the electric crews crews, the entrance crews, can't get to the power lines because of the trees. And then you can't get, and then, of course, you have people who are blocked in when they cross the streets, which we had a lot of in North Helena especially, but all over town, really. And so people who stay in their homes may think it's just the tree in their neighborhood, but we had that all over town Sunday night. And so the first thing was to get those trees removed so that the power company can get to their power lines to restore the power lines, because you can't turn on the power until you fix those lines, and you can't get to the lines until you remove the trees. So the first order was to get those trees off the lines, get them restored to utilities and healthcare places like hospital, nursing home, and to free up trees, to free up traffic so people aren't pinned in. We can get emergency support. At one point Sunday night, for 2 or 3 hours there, our 911 system was down, and every access point to the hospital was closed off by either trees or utility lines. So the first order, of course, is to get those routes opened up and get power restored to those essential places. The next thing is to get power restored to the residential and off-road places. We still have a lot of Oakland Avenue that has to be restored, and I hope that, I'm told that's going to start tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We also lost a crew to Lakeview because almost all of Lakeview is without power and water. And so, of course, we understood that, and they went down. I understand, just found out that Lakeview has been restored now, both power and water, as of late this evening. So that's good. That truck will be back up here tomorrow and help us restore the rest of Helena. So I hope most of Helena will be back online tomorrow, and those areas of Helena, West Helena, that aren't will be finished the following day.
Okay. All righty. Now, with the coronavirus going on and now all of the power outages and all of that, is there a command center or a point person to assimilate information to the community? How can citizens kind of find out and know what's going on?
No, that's also a good question. One of the places where we lost power was to our city hall and to the West Helena City Hall over on Plaza, which is now the police department and the fire department over there. That's where our 911 system was. That's where our dispatch is. So that was a very critical point to get that back online. We got it back online late Monday. We've been running a command center, as you say, out of that office, out of Chief Smith's office in the police station over there. Once we got the power back on, we met all the department heads, county and city. Also met today along with, we've had some very good outside help from the Arkansas State Baptist Convention. And they brought in people with chainsaws and generators and all kinds of things. They just water, food, which I'll talk about in a minute. So as far as the communication part, you know, I wish I had somebody who could just do this part, but it's... It's just us here, and we don't have a lot of money for press secretaries and all that kind of stuff. So I've pretty much been the point of contact in terms of communication. Radio stations, a lot of them have been out, but I've been – and people don't have internet. People don't have – cellular service has been difficult and spotty. So even if you have cell phone service, it's sometimes difficult to talk. So the communication has been down, period. But I've done, it's hard to both do the work you need to do and tell people what you're doing at the same time.
Right.
And I haven't done the best job I wish I could do. Plus, a lot of our communication systems have been down anyway. And that's why I'm on this with you tonight, is to help get this information out.
Now, I know the storm that came through on Sunday night, I don't know if it was a tornado per se, but they were tornado-like winds, 75 miles an hour, that kind of thing. Now, the sirens did not go off on Sunday night. Are they working, not working, or?
The sirens in Helena are working. They tested them about a week ago. And I have not, that is a function of the county emergency services office, and okay. I know that they worked hard in recent years to get those back up and working again. Mm-hmm. And then Chris Tillman, who's our emergency services person now, did the test last week. The tornado warning system, I believe, is I could be wrong about this, but I believe it's set off automatically when there's a tornado warning in the area. We didn't actually have a tornado warning that I'm aware of, but I haven't actually asked that. It's a good question. I haven't asked why they didn't go off. I tried to warn people on my Facebook page, and it probably was 15, 30 minutes before the storm hit that it was going to be bad and be prepared to lose power and so forth. But we didn't really have a whole lot of warning, period, that it was going to be that bad. A lot of times you never do, you know.
Right. Now, as visitors enter Arkansas, there are signs indicating that there is kind of essentially no lodging. Can you explain that?
I haven't seen the signs you're talking about, but I know that the governor ordered that we could not have out-of-state visitors lodging in our hotels or campgrounds or RV parks due to the COVID-19 scare and problem that we're having.
Okay.
And I've raised this myself. We have a lot of people coming over the bridge from other states and hot spots, and what the governor is trying to do is to prevent people coming in from other places and bringing it with them.
Mm-hmm.
The health department is charged with working with our local police and law enforcement in the sheriff's office in terms of enforcing that, and we are doing our very best.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there an update on the status of COVID-19 in Phillips County?
You know, I've been so busy, I haven't. What we get a lot of questions about various situations. The process we have is to send it to our local health department, who has been great to work with, and then they run it by some of the people in their department about how to react, and then we basically do whatever they tell us. So if there's somebody doing something they're not supposed to do according to the governor's order, and the health department tells us about it, then we go out, and I think the first process is a warning, followed by a citation later. We haven't had to issue any citations yet. As far as an update, we had the same day this storm happened, that morning we got confirmation from the health department that we had our first death due to the coronavirus and COVID-19 in Phillips County. We have a total of 5 who have tested positive and I think 40-something who tested negative.
Okay.
And we have more tests coming this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We have another drive-through screening that I really want your listeners to know about. It's on the bypass across from the hospital. You'll see the police and all and the signs out from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock this Friday. We've been doing it every week now for the last 3 weeks to try and get as many people in Phillips County screened and tested. And they'll ask you when you get screened, they'll take your temperature, ask you if you have symptoms that could be, that could indicate you might have it. And they'll ask other questions. Have you been out of the country to any hot spots? Have you been exposed to anybody with a confirmed case? And based on your screening, they will decide whether you get a test or not.
Okay.
If you get a test, you go to a different line. You never get it leave your car. If you can't drive or don't have a car and the person is taking precautions that they ought to take, you can sit in the back seat, roll down the window, never get out of the car. That's from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock this Friday on the bypass. And UAMS East, Department of Health, East Arkansas Family Medical Clinic, the Bell Clinic, many, many, many people have really, the hospital have helped out with this. And we really, the Helm of Health Foundation,
okay.
many have, and we're really grateful for all their support, Rotary Club.
Okay.
So if anybody even thinks that they might have symptoms, I really want to encourage them to go out there this Friday, 10 to 2.
Between the hours of 10 and 2 o'clock. Okay.
Right. It's across from the hospital on the bypass. You'll be able to see it's next to the new jail, and
okay.
it's in front of what used to be the John Deere building. It's getting ready to be the Phillips County Judicial Complex, or Criminal Justice Complex, I think.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you, we've noticed there's been state police sighted in town. Are they here to help during this crisis?
They are, and we've also implemented a curfew. I signed an executive order yesterday that mirrors what has been going on in Little Rock. The mayor of Little Rock issued an executive order for a curfew, and the executive order that I did is almost exactly like his. It had to be vetted through the governor's office and the Arkansas Municipal League. And then we hope at the next possible city council meeting.
Now, what is the curfew?
The curfew is basically from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
There's an exception for commerce. That's the part the governor insisted on. So if you are going to work, if you are between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. the next morning,
mm-hmm.
you have a reason to be out and you are stopped or asked by a police officer and tell them you're on your way to work. This just started last night.
Okay.
So the goal right now is to really advise people about the curfew,
mm-hmm.
Not necessarily to issue citations or anything like that right away. We want to give people a chance to find out about it. The idea is to cut down on the number of people that are out congregating because of the spreading of coronavirus. It happened yesterday, and it just so happened that this was also the first night we were going to go without power, and most 80% of our city was without power, with no street lights, no lights whatsoever. So it wasn't done that way on purpose. We would have done it anyway. But it was especially important last night, or urgent last night, because we needed more patrols to patrol the dark neighborhoods in town for crime. So it was useful for both reasons.
So as it relates to the curfew, if you're out riding around after 9 o'clock, will you be pulled over?
There's a high likelihood that you will. We okay. have a lot of patrols out, and the state police are helping us patrol. So you will be stopped and asked, you know, what the nature of your business is. If it is to go to a job, there's a long list that I don't have in front of me of mm-hmm. other exceptions. But they'll ask for those things. Now, in a few days, they're going to ask for documentation.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody hears this and they travel within those hours, and we have quite a few people who do, EnviroTech is running 24/7 right now, making hand sanitizers. So we have a lot of people that would have a reason to get out at that time of night. For a job, you know, ask your employer for something in writing that shows that's what you're doing, and that's all you'll ever have to show. You won't have any problems for the time being. Tell them you're headed for your job, but in another day or two, they're going to expect documentation.
Did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I did. I have a couple of things I want to make sure your listeners know about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking to you on, this is Tuesday, right?
This is Tuesday.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. Tuesday night, and I know you're going to air this on Wednesday as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday at 12 o'clock, Wednesday at noon, we are reopening the Army, what they call the old armory in North Helena.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't want people to come inside, but we have 500 to 600 prepared meals, and we have 16 to 18 volunteers from KIPP, Delta, and also our first responders, and also some of our churches. The Arkansas State Baptist Convention has donated these meals to deliver. And so because of the virus, though, we will not have people coming inside. We'll prepare them inside, and with the police department and other first responders and the fire department's helping, we'll then deliver it in North Helena Park so people can drive through and pick up their lunches and probably water. They're going to try to do this again for dinner and then the following day. So on Thursday also, we're still working on that. But tomorrow at noon for sure,
mm-hmm.
if you hear this and you can get through North Helena Park about noon, you should have people out there delivering food to people who need it. So that's in North Helena Park. We've got all the trees cleared, so you should be able to drive through. Should make for an easy drive through. If you can't drive and you walk up to the armory, mm-hmm. We should have somebody out there that can hand it to you. We prefer the car traffic to go through North Helena. Mm-hmm. And walk-up, too. Walk-ups can go through North Helena as well. I just wanted to make sure people knew that. I also want people to know that the hospital, they worked hard all day. They did get the hospital restored to power and the nursing home, and that the hospital, the nursing home is still on backup power. And we cleared the lines off the road, so you can access the hospital now from the bypass, which has been closed off since Sunday night. So that's real important. I want people to know that.
Well, okay. Thank you so much. Well, Mayor Smith, we know you're probably very busy. We know that this is a very difficult time with the virus and the power outages and everything that's going on in the city. And we're just fortunate to still be broadcasting. So you have an open invitation to come on at any time to speak to the citizens as people are listening in their cars or tuning in from their phones and just being hungry for information. So we give you an open invitation to come at any time to speak to the citizens of Helena, West Helena.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. You've been listening to an interview with Helena, West Helena Mayor Kevin Smith.